you're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
I mean, you guys are the best team in Chicago. Everybody knows that. We all know that the afternoon show is not afraid of anything, really. Yeah. But
Afternoons on the Score.
All right, Dan Graziano from one of the rookie quarterbacks and Dan Caleb-Williams in the Bears rookies report tomorrow. Yet he still hasn't signed the contract. Where do talks between the two stand?
Right. Matt, I checked on this earlier today and was told that no issues, no drama here. They're making progress on a contract, and the expectation is that it will be done at some point shortly. I do not think that the Bears anticipate this interrupting their training camp at all. Caleb Williams has been working without an agent, which I think might, you know, conceivably slow the process down a little bit and might be at least part of the reason. But again, as recently as a couple hours ago, checked in on this situation and was told in no uncertain terms that there are no issues here and no reason to be concerned about Caleb Williams for the start of training camp.
And yet, here is Matt Spiegel on the Monday of All-Star Weekend. Concerned.
Started to get worried last night.
Why?
Because I was supposed to be on the Sports Zone on Fox TV last night. Ended up getting canceled. The show got canceled. It was supposed to, you know, it was supposed to start at 10, and then the soccer match before the news on Fox was delayed.
That didn't disrupt Whacked Out Sports, did it?
I don't think they ran Whacked Out Sports, Danny. I don't know.
What?
And then there was a tornado warning, and like, and so it just kept getting pushed later and later. I was literally in bed at like 10:45 and got the text, and we've been canceled. Okay, good night, everybody. Shout out to John Escra, by the way, the producer over at Fox. 30 years there. Last night was his last show, and it's a wonderful guy, and of course, his last show was canceled by a late soccer match and a tornado warning. Isn't that perfect?
Wow. You know, that, I don't know if he wants one, or if he just wants to retire and be done, but there is something symbolic or poetic about how like local sports has gotten squeezed out of local TV news.
Oh, God.
Seriously.
You're right.
I mean, it used to be, right, Mark Giangreco making seven figures.
Sure.
Biggest star in media in town.
Mm-hmm.
And a cult of personality with opinion that was a real ratings driver. And now, local TV sports, that's really not a thing that matters anymore. It's done well.
How dare you, sir? I am on that show sometimes. How dare you, sir?
I'm just saying it's not a part of like the cultural conversation anymore.
Well, but it is, they want to be. They very much want to be over there at Fox, by the way. And that Sunday night show.
It's not a shot at them or anyone who does it. It's just the reality of the business of local news. You don't get a lot of airtime. I know we all have friends who do the jobs. I know. I mean, it's an honest critique of the media. I understand.
I do the job over there sometimes. Been grateful to work with them a bunch, and hopefully we'll do some more. And I think they've got some, dare I say, big things coming.
Good. I mean, it's good for a healthy. I've taken checks from them. I've done stuff over there. I would take those jobs if offered. I'm not saying I'm above those jobs. I'm saying they don't matter as much as they did back in the day. It's all I'm saying.
I turned it down.
Famously. This job doesn't matter as much as it did back in the day. Continue.
Yeah.
I can just sense. You're like, this person's going to be offended by that. This person's going to be offended by that. It's fine.
Shout out to John Escra. Wonderful guy with a tremendous career.
Great guy.
Best of luck in life beyond. But one, not beyond like he's dying, because he's not, to be clear.
Now he's living. He's out of that dying medium of local TV sports news. I'm sorry I did it again. Go on. I'm sorry. It was a joke. Go on.
One of the questions and prompts was, you know, are you worried about Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze not having signed their contracts as first-round draft picks? They're 2 of 5. And I realized, as I was thinking about it and kind of prepping on it, I'm not worried about Rome Odunze, and I wasn't worried about Caleb Williams. And then I started to get a little worried about Caleb Williams from the perspective of this is the Bears. And there was a holdout with Roquan Smith in 2018.
Yeah.
And at the time, there was the same lack of overall need for negotiation that there is now. Like, the most common thought is these guys will sign eventually because the dollars are dictated.
It's slotted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the dollars were dictated for Roquan too.
Yep.
And what happened was that the Bears tried to get quirky. And I was doing the research on it and thinking about it again today. Dan Graziano had written a piece in 2018 about how a bunch of teams had started to insert language in contracts that allowed them to void the guaranteed money for some very insignificant reasons. And that was a big part of the holdup for Roquan. There was a rookie holdout because here's the deal. The dollar range is set. There are still a couple things where there's wiggle room. You know what some of the things are?
When you get your signing bonus, like, do you get it all at once? Does some of it get deferred? How long does it get deferred for?
That's number one, the payment schedule for signing bonus.
Can guarantees be voided?
Yep.
Right, for freak injuries or things like that. And then if offsets,
if,
right?
If the team will get an offset for any guaranteed money if a player is cut and signs with a new team. Right.
Yeah.
So just those three things. Doesn't sound like that should be a big deal. And it isn't often a big deal. But the Bears made it a big deal because of the helmet rule. The new helmet rule that Roquan Smith had to deal with, because Matt Nagy ended up talking about it back then, about like how they were worried about Roquan being suspended for helmet
hits. Leading with the helmet, right?
And they wanted to be able to void the contract, void some of the guaranteed money.
Right, which was dumb, because if you're actually that concerned about it, then don't draft a middle linebacker with the eighth pick in the draft.
What a ridiculous freaking thing.
That is a dumb thing.
The Bears have a history of finding ridiculous things to lean on and try to strong arm into negotiations that have forced negotiations to go south for decades, as long as I can remember in this town. And Roquan was a modern, empowered...
Didn't have an agent.
Somewhat entitled young athlete. And here's Caleb, modern and empowered and somewhat entitled. And we had those fears a while back. And if he's showing any of that, or his camp is showing any of that, his lawyers or whoever's doing the negotiation, it's not supposed to be his lawyers, by the way. They're not supposed to be allowed to do it. But I could see the Bears getting stupidly ruffled and bothered by something that seems insignificant that we don't even freaking know about because they're the Bears. And I found myself concerned, because 2018 isn't that long ago when they caused a problem and had a holdout from their first round pick then.
Quarterback is different than linebacker. They don't report until Friday. That's earlier than any other team reports because they're in the Hall of Fame game. So they start earlier. There's an extra preseason game. That extra preseason game, almost assuredly, Caleb and Rome would not participate in. The Vikings have not signed J.J. McCarthy or Danielle Hunter. The Bengals have not signed their first-round pick. So five of the 32 first-round picks are unsigned. Two guys on the Vikings, one guy on the Bengals, and then the two guys on the Bears. And so it is certainly reasonable to, like, if I'd almost be more concerned if Rome was signed and Caleb wasn't, or vice versa.
I am not as concerned about Rome as I am about Caleb, because...
But founded on what?
Founded on the fact that Caleb is his own kind of entity. I mean, he was talking about it over the weekend at his Caleb Cares Hero Awards event on Saturday. This is a rookie who already has an event, you know, because he has this foundation that he has worked on for a long time. And he was asked at the Q&A, this comes via Colleen Kane of the Chicago Tribune, about the contract. And he said, quote, "I'm not handling that. My lawyers and attorney and everybody, the head of the Bears, everybody up there up top is handling that. That's not my position that I'm handling." Now, the lawyers and the attorney and everybody on his camp, they're not supposed to be allowed to negotiate that, because without an agent, it's supposed to be just the player. So his lawyer, his own lawyers are not supposed to be allowed. I don't know if that's going to be an issue or not, but and maybe it won't be an issue, but it just strikes me that I could see something we don't even know about, something we can't even think about becoming an issue of whether it's offset language or the signing bonus distribution or reasons and events that could void any remaining guarantees. What the hell that would be, I don't even know. But it's the Bears, and I find myself concerned.
I respect the case that you just built. I cannot argue against Bears' cynicism of the past. Cliff Stein has been replaced, the lead contract salary cap guy for the Bears. So it is a different person doing the contracts for Ryan Poles than did the one for Roquan Smith. But it certainly could be a bigger thing than him. The reason why I said it gives me a little bit of comfort that Rome and Caleb are together as opposed to separate. If it was separate, if Rome was signed and Caleb was unsigned, then I'd be more concerned that it's like something weird with Caleb. But because both of those guys are unsigned, just like both Danielle Hunter and J.J. McCarthy are unsigned, maybe it is something that the Bears are trying to do with both of their contracts, that both Caleb's camp and Rome Odunze's agent are fighting against, just like Danielle Hunter and J.J. McCarthy together.
Yeah, you know, so I do.
It actually would concern me more if Rome was signed and Caleb wasn't, whereas mm-hmm. now it's like, oh, they're negotiating, they're playing hardball. It starts earlier, so it feels like there's more of an urgency. But those guys should not step on a practice field without a contract. That would not be good advice. But they've already done it with rookie minicamps and OTAs and all of those things. So I will be very surprised if the Bears allow it to actually reach holdout status. And Caleb did say at his camp that he can't wait to get going.
Yeah, I know.
So even if there isn't a contract signed, mm-hmm. because he's not going to play in all likelihood in that first preseason game,
yeah.
So there's still a long time away before Caleb would need to potentially take a tackle since the quarterback doesn't get hit in practice anyway. I actually don't think that he would even hold out.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
I don't either, but I'm just saying he did say he was looking forward to getting going.
Yeah.
He said he's not worried about it. He said his team is handling it. There still is another week, you know, the end of this week until they're due to report. So I just still a long way till the season starts. I will be a day late to the party of panicking over this sort of thing. Listen, if Caleb Williams holds out,
mm-hmm.
then of course it's an issue.
As a texter points out on the Roquan thing, note how that ultimately ended up. This is an opportunity to build relationships with these guys or resentment. Did Roquan's rookie holdout factor into his eventual falling out with the Bears brass? That's worthy of consideration for sure.
It is. And I thank you to the texters. I'm saying Danielle Hunter. It's Dallas Turner, the guy that the Vikings drafted to replace Danielle Hunter.
So you were talking about the two draft picks.
Two draft picks for the Vikings, Dallas Turner and J.J. McCarthy for the Vikings, are unsigned.
Okay.
The Amarius Mims, the 18th pick in the draft of the Bengals, unsigned. And then Caleb and Rome unsigned. So two guys from the Bears, two guys from the Vikings, one guy from the Bengals mm-hmm. are the five first-round picks. I apologize. Not Dallas Turner. He's the rookie. Danielle Hunter left, and the Vikings drafted Dallas Turner to replace him.
Have you been following the Cliff Stein fallout as to whether, like, which member of the Bears brass wanted him out? Because he was there for a long time, then he left, and then he came back in 2022, and now launched.
Kevin Warren, right?
Right, right. And so is it a Kevin Warren thing? Is it a Ryan Poles thing? I wonder if the Roquan situation in 2018 or a couple years ago, leading up to the deadline, the extension, I wonder if any of that stuff was more volatile than Ryan Poles wanted to be associated with. It's an interesting change up there, and hopefully portends that there's less to worry about than I'm worried about. But I found myself worried.
I respect your ability to worry. That you one of the best I ever saw. You could be elite at worrying. They didn't draft this guy not to pay him and not to ultimately give him a good contract. You know,
there shouldn't be any stupid little reason.
There shouldn't be.
Or I mean, it is a no brainer. It is no longer anything that should be very difficult at all to take care of.
It shouldn't be.
So I don't know what the delay is.
So how are they going to Bears up something that cannot be Bears?
Correct. Correct.
I'm gonna give them the benefit of the doubt and say that they won't.
That's hard for me to do, man.
I get it.
On the business front, it's hard.
Sure. Well, I mean, and the football front, they haven't earned it in too many places. I'd be very, very surprised if they, and with the Hard Knocks cameras rolling,
yeah,
they don't want this to be a story. They don't want this to be a negative. They want this to all go positively.
Bears fans, training camp is underway, and the panic has set in. Caleb Williams has no deal from the Bears yet, and he's now officially a holdout. His rookie season and the Bears franchise are in peril. We're discussing this huge story and what will happen next on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Was that produced this segment after I went public with my fears?
A couple weeks ago.
Wait.
No. Really?
I don't know about a couple weeks ago, but it was, this morning was one of the first things that Mitch, hit the inbox with. Yeah. So have fun.
Have fun with it. have fun.
Wait a minute.
So nice. And we did.
So, we just terrified people. Well, I'm sure.
There's a line in there that's completely ridiculous.
It's very detailed. There are a lot of details in that promo.
In peril.
Yeah,
the Bears franchise is in peril if Caleb
Bears
Williams
fans,
holds out.
Training camp is underway, and the panic has set in. Caleb Williams has no deal from the Bears yet, and he's now officially a holdout. His rookie season and the Bears franchise are in peril.
That's ridiculous.
The franchise is in peril.
The franchise is in peril because of a one-day holdout potentially that isn't happening? Come on, big voice guy. Little reactionary. And
don't blame Rick Party. Rick Party's an innocent party in this situation.
He's an innocent Rick Party.
Reading the script.
Innocent Rick Party.
Do we have a bump for a Roma Dunze holdout?
No.
Do we have a bump
for... No, we don't care about him.
For Caleb signing? Do we have a... Bears fans, time to relax.
No, we don't peddle relaxation around here. You know that.
Fear porn all the time.
Bears fans, get ready to relax and not worry about stuff with us.
The Bears franchise is in peril because of a one-day holdout. So that's airing on day one of the holdout, huh?
It's not airing yet.
No, it just aired there. So Friday. If he doesn't report Friday and there's no contract.
I thought the rookies are tomorrow.
They'll be in peril. Oh, okay. Is tomorrow? Training camp report date is Friday.
Okay.
Oh, but is there a rookies earlier?
Yeah, I think it's rookies earlier.
Yeah, that's probably right.
All right. Well, I mean, you're giving me I don't know how much rational thought you're giving. No, you're not really giving me a lot of. I mean, you're giving me a lot of hope. I feel like you're hope trafficking with my fear. You know, you're like trying to.
Yeah, rookies report Tuesday.
Oh, that's tomorrow. That's tomorrow.
Yeah.
So maybe they'll...
Shane, check that. It's Tuesday tomorrow?
Yeah, no, I'm looking right now, but you guys hear about Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze? They're not signed yet.
Yeah.
See?
They're supposed to report tomorrow.
You're concerned, aren't you?
I feel like I'm in peril.
Cue Rick Party.
I feel very
Bears
much
fans,
in peril.
The training camp is underway.
Thank you.
And the panic has set in. Caleb Williams has no deal from the Bears yet, and he's now officially a holdout. His rookie season and the Bears franchise are in peril.
They are. Those things are absolutely in peril, as is our week. And our potential content, I mean, our potential optimism, our sports optimism, it hinges greatly on the Chicago Bears, Danny. You're aware of this.
Of course I am.
You realize that.
My optimism will not wane one iota if they are not there for a July 16th report. It won't. The season doesn't start for 8 weeks.
July 18th is right around the corner. You know, it's 2 days after the 16th.
And if you're not working, someone else is. And that someone else, the Bagency.
No.
He'll be there.
Agency will be there.
He'll be there.
Feels like we're out of peril if you're a Bears fan.
If Page is there, the peril goes away.
No longer feeling peril.
Yeah.
Hey. I mean, honestly, do they even need Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze?
Hey, good call.
They got the Agency and Keenan Allen. Everything's fine.
Say it out loud.
Depth. They got depth. All right, that doesn't sound great. You're right.
Yeah.
Small peril. Small peril in that scenario. Okay.
Is there any factor that you know of that could be making them think about wanting to have language to avoid the guarantees of the contract?
No.
There's nothing, right?
Well, and it's not even with how big the cap is these days. It's not that much money.
No, I know. That's the thing.
Yeah.
It wasn't then. By comparison, Roquan's deal wasn't anything.
Yeah.
They pissed off their own number 8 draft pick for no good reason whatsoever. They can do that. They're really good at doing that for no reason. But hopefully things are cleaner And having a president who's clearly focused on football operations, he's not trying to do anything with a stadium or anything with financing or anything
like
that.
I'm sure it's all going to be fine.
He's locked in the right places.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
Listen, that was... hey, man, you're... I shoehorn football in as many times that I can. You shoehorned football panic in July. That's impressive.
Well, you know
during
why?
All-Star Week.
I'll tell you why it's connected. I was asked today by our friend Justin Kaufman, from Axios over there.
It's not my friend. Not on the softball field.
Oh, yeah, no, I know. But it was like, is this the worst time? I guess they're writing something, whatever. Like, is this the worst time in the Chicago sports landscape in a long time? You know, like.
It's been a lot of losing.
It's been a lot of losing. But one of the reasons I said no is that this Bears optimism, it feels unlike anything in my lifetime. So to have that questioned or have that in peril, Rick Party, is a bummer. Like even me as the baseball guy, I need that Bears optimism, man. It better show up. I want a healthy and well-attended training camp. You know what I mean? Like we need
attend,
that.
They're going to attend training camp.
We need that as a populace. We need that, Danny.
They're going to attend training camp, man.
They better.
But they had to buy tickets on StubHub. Can you believe that? Yeah. Secondary market for those free tickets.
They would have attended if it was down in Bourbonnais. You know what I'm saying? Would have brought their families. And
I got from that conversation on Friday with us, I got a nice phone call from Dan McNeil this weekend. He agreed with my take.
Yeah,
about the free tickets. Stop being so
of course
messed up and sad about free tickets. Just go to a preseason game.
Of course he did.
Yeah, he agreed. Big
of course.
Time.
I feel like Speaks is saying, "Look at your allies on that one."
No, it's just knowing the
two guys who have been in trouble online. I get it.
No, it's just knowing the thought process. I'm remembering when we're talking about people. Not being able to get tickets up close at a ball game years ago on Mac and Spiegs. And he said, having trouble affording the good tickets? Have a plan. Have a plan, Chicago. Basically telling people that they needed to have a better job and a better career and better financial futures so they could go ahead and buy themselves the better baseball tickets. It's not the most empathetic take I've ever heard.
No, but the best takes are often not the most empathetic ones. This Friday, the Bears report for training camp at Halas Hall. The Score will have in-depth coverage of training camp to get you set for the 2024 season. Our show will be live from Halas Hall Friday, July 26th. Bears training camp coverage on The Score presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Absolutely remarkable if this sheet is to be believed, audio from The Score. I don't think I've heard any of this yet. I'm very excited based on the descriptions. Parkinson Spiegel on The Score.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
The afternoon show, the police of 670, The Score.
Afternoons on The Score.
So this is exciting. Just to peel back the curtain briefly. We have a shared Google Doc. We have a group chat. We have a pre-show meeting. Different ways to be in communication. There's some stuff that happens like in side chats or whatever if you want to surprise the other person. But Tanny has, there's an audio section for the day, and he writes little descriptions of what they are because sometimes we're here, we're all listening to something or we'll suggest something that we want. And there's just some descriptions down here that are beautiful. And I don't know what they are. So
yeah, he's a wordsmith.
He really is. He's excellent at it. And so he came in with when Mark Grody called us the police of The Score.
And then that was Porno for Pyros. I couldn't help but notice the beautiful song Pets from their debut album.
Well, apparently Mark Grody had a flub that needs some afternoon show policing.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun. Should be a good time.
Hearst.
Call now. Get your tickets. Come on down. It's good. It's here in the Prudential building. We're in Prudential 2.
Yeah, we are. Prud 2, we call it around here.
Yeah, and we are going to have, we're going to be going down the hallway from the Scorer's Fine Studios.
Oh, yes.
To our performance stage, where a lot of the Lala people come. Have you ever been to one of those little concerts?
Yeah, I was just in there for, what was the most recent one? Was Perry Farrell, actually, speaking of
Lala. Was he really? I mean, he's the inventor.
He's the inventor. Porno. He was actually with Porno for Pirates.
Jane say nope. Jane said no. Sergio?
Jane says no.
He treats
Sergio.
Her like a rag doll?
It's very different when he's with the addiction folks.
It's
Jane's addiction folks. Okay. No, this was more, but this is a toned down, his toned down Porno for Pirates. We'd make great pets. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Porno for Pirates is incorrect.
Well, I mean, no, they have their interests, the Pirates.
Well, they do. They do.
They have their own get porno if they want it.
Starling Marte and Gregory Polanco were into some weird stuff.
Shouldn't be laughing.
I will laugh, Greg. I'm going to laugh.
Yeah, I mean, Manny Sanguin and Willie Stargell had a thing, man. Woo, boy. Some volatile stuff. You ever see that picture of Dave Parker and Omar Moreno watching
it's
porn?
It's graphic.
Tough. It's a tough thing you can't unsee in the dugout.
Roberto Clemente loved moms.
Famously. Famously.
Porno for Pirates.
Arr,
matey.
And for people who don't know what the band's name speaks.
Porno for Pyros. Yeah. It was right there.
So
Pyros.
So obviously, you know, I was reporting for duty today. I was in my squad car, you know, I was policing Grody this morning on my way in today.
As you do.
And I texted him, I was like, hey man, I know there's a lot going on in that segment there. You said porno for pirates. And he says, I did. and then this is what happened during crosstalk.
By the way, I do have to know. Now I've had multiple texters telling me I said porno for pirates. Should be for, and Kristanna Hill checked me on that as well.
Porno for pyros.
Pyros, exactly. Yeah. I said, I didn't even realize I said it. This porno is only for pirates.
That's a completely different thing. I'm not sure I want to know about.
She has a peg leg, she does.
It's driving me nuts.
It's driving me nuts.
Or is it the baseball team? Like it's just a bunch of Paul Skeens out here or something on tape?
Matey, check out me masked.
Ew!
No. I'm trying to put together in my head. Porno for a good mermaid, maybe?
Oh, a mermaid!
Porno for pirates.
Porno for pirates is amazing. Pirates. Yeah, like, what's the Lala performance like there?
Yeah. I mean, explaining porno for pyros is problematic enough. Let alone porno for pirates.
No, porno for pirates is fantastic.
What is porno for pyros?
Right.
But, you know,
probably fire.
Porno for pirates definitely involves like tall ships.
How will you handle, the situation?
No way! Even porno for pirates can't delay his how will ye handle this today. That guy is a machine.
He really is.
At 10 o'clock on the numbers.
Grody took it. He took the liberty of doing the what?
Yeah, Grody did the mully.
Yeah.
Oh, that was Grody doing that.
Grody wanted to out of the convo.
How will ye handle this?
Oh, I didn't know
today.
It was Grody doing that. That's phenomenal.
Dan Bernstein is still one of the funniest men in radio.
That was incredible.
Is it porno for vanilla or vanilla bean?
Oh my god, is that good?
Oh god. The problem with porno for pirates, there's way too many hooks in there.
Yeah,
like the hook
dangerous.
For a hand is just problematic.
Yeah.
Oh,
the
eye
patch
god.
Is sexy though. That's so good.
That's
good
brilliant.
Job. Yeah, well, Grody, consider yourself policed.
Mm-hmm.
Porno for pirates, even
was
though
he real? Did Jake?
Was he really?
Oh, God.
That's really good.
Yeah.
That's really good. Well, all right. Should we keep it up?
Sure.
We got more.
Yeah, what do you got?
Bruce, our good friend Bruce Levine, mm-hmm. he's on Inside the Clubhouse.
Sure was. He hosts the show.
Yeah, well.
That Cubs fever we were talking about last week.
It's going around. It was an adventure. Hey.
Good Saturday morning, Chicago. And yes, it does appear that the Cubs are on their way again, aren't they? Welcome back inside the clubhouse right here on 670 The Score and your free Odyssey app. broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios.
I'm David. They got the hustle. Yeah. They got the muscle. Yeah. The Chicago Cubs are on their way.
I wonder whose idea it was to play that coming in. That's Bruce Levine. I'm David Hall.
So
pretty good.
Listen to the melodic execution on Bruce Levine right there. Nailed it.
I got to say, yeah, pretty good.
Absolutely nailed it.
And I know my endorsement of as a singing judge
means a lot.
It should.
Well, you consider it your history with music songs.
Exactly. It's long
in the game. They got the hustle. Yeah. They got the muscle. Yeah. The Chicago Cubs are on their way.
If that's an audition, Bruce has passed and now can be involved in one of our Bears parody songs for the year of Caleb Williams.
Are they happening?
Now that Bruce has shown right, me good. The kind of tools we have available here at the Score, I mean, my goodness.
All right, good.
Think of the generational brilliance that we can have, the connectivity with listeners of all generations.
Do you have any song ideas like parodies about holding out or anything like that?
Say now! Something with peril. Can we work peril?
Are we doing a little Toto there? Holding out!
Yeah, I've never told the line. Yeah.
Contract is not signed on time!
There we go, all right.
No.
Another banger in the box.
Another banger. Holding out! Roma Dunze is not on time! No.
I'd love to participate, but I don't know the song.
Yeah, I bet Bruce would buy us lunch if he missed one, though.
Max and Benny's would be here.
That's entirely possible.
We'd have golden shoes. We'd have Max and Benny's sandwiches piled high to the ceiling.
It's a skyscraper.
That is great. Whatever. I mean, it's beautiful singing. And I love Hey Hey Holy Mackerel. Hey Hey, by the way, for Brick House, Holy Mackerel was Vince Lloyd, and no doubt about it was Lou Boudreaux. And they pull it up, put all those catchphrases together, and that's how you got that song lyric right there. 1969 Cubs with that anthem right there, which has some lasting power.
Peoria Matt Bruce, new lead singer for Porno for Pirates.
Porno for Pirates.
They get some too.
That's pretty great.
Texture requesting The Waiting as performed by Danny Parkins. See? They still left a mark. Music songs.
There's one last one here. I just want to hear Shane's reaction, really. That's why I'm shoehorning it in here at 39.
Oh, great.
Okay. The rumor mill was churning this weekend.
Even if you have to skip getting a bat like Candelario last year, give me two bullpen guys, okay? And outside of trading Cassie and Triano, you know, some of the really young studs.
You just traded our producer, though, Bruce. Robbie Triano is our producer. James Triantos is the Cubs prospect, who is this object of some team's desires.
Oh, he traded Robbie Triano.
Can't trade him.
Well, I don't know. Shane likes him.
I don't want him gone.
You don't take him to the airport.
No, don't want him gone. I like Robbie a lot. He's a nice kid.
We need that depth. You never know when somebody's going to get suspended. You know what I mean?
But sometimes,
who's somebody?
I'm just saying, anybody.
Who else has been close?
Could anybody.
Sometimes guys, though, they're, you know, they can't reach the top there because they're blocked by superstars.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Triano doesn't have a position here.
Yeah.
Robbie Triano does not have a position here. It's true. Yeah.
That's right, Shane. You're the superstar. Take a compliment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Once.
Yeah. Yep.
How do you feel? You're blocking.
What's, Triano's
Robbie
playing
Triano's
in the minors? The first base?
You guys are going to trade me to Wojo just because I sang Despacito one time at a company holiday party.
Seven is more than six. We got Triano under cost control.
Oh, it's true. Good
long
point.
Time.
Good point.
For promotions person to be named later.
Yeah.
We'll take it. Sold.
Deal.
Oh, sorry, Robbie. Oh, yeah. I mean, we need a promotions person. And one to be named later is bound to be good. That always works.
Nice catch by Haw, though, immediately. No, you're talking about this prospect. We can't be trading Robbie Triano.
David Haw correcting someone? No way.
No, it's never happened.
You're telling me David Haw was ready to correct someone?
He was ready.
I don't believe that for a second.
Well, it's the first time he ever did it.
Now, if you get that text back today, that's a problem.
No, he did. David
he's on vacation.
Text me in 30 seconds.
Oh, wow. You think he's not listening
he's
on his vacation?
Only one that had sense to take vacation this week.
Lawrence.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, Lawrence, too. Yeah.
Well, Lawrence didn't want to do it. He just it was a forced
Lawrence
vacation.
Lawrence is at SEC Media Day.
Yeah.
So,
is why? That not your idea of a vacation?
I consider that working.
Why?
He's trying to get an interview with Hagen Smith.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to talk to Kalen DeBoer about something.
I could call Kalen right now if we want to.
Well,
we've had Kalen.
Yeah, that's
on the
right. Job. We have that. We have a relationship with him.
Yeah, it'd be easier.
Talked about his watch.
Lawrence should have just called him.
I think it's Lawrence. It's Lawrence the band that's on vacation, not Lawrence the host.
No, they just started a tour. Okay, break.
Roll Tide.
Good talk. There's one more from the weekend that we will get to. Morrell and PCA discussion still to come. Also, fears of trading Garrett Crochet. Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
Hey everybody, we are live.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Strange twists and turns with the guys over there on the Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Afternoons on the score.
We're having a little fun.
You know, free labor is not something to be celebrated. We should pay our workforce. But
when did Tanny and I get our first checks?
I don't remember, but I remember it was a big day for you both. I don't really feel that way about free labor when it's your own kid.
See Matt Spiegel's son, Ruben, over there.
He does get paid on Sunday mornings as the associate producer of Hit and Run when he's with me in the 50-50 custody universe, and he comes in. He does indeed get paid. You know who pays him? The boss. Takes care of him.
That's very nice.
He takes care of him. Usually leaves a note, or if he's here, he'll bring him in. Ruben, come on in. Let's have a meeting. Mitch is a phenomenal uncle of our children when given the opportunity.
That's very nice.
Have you had that experience yet with the boys?
No.
Yeah.
Not really. It's my own fault. I don't bring them down to work very often, and they're too young to answer the phone.
Well, yeah, they're too young to be put to work. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But like when I brought Ruben to Mitch's house for the St. Patrick's Day party, like the pride on our boss's face.
Sure.
As he posed for a picture with his youngest employee.
He's known Ruben his whole life. Yeah. He's known you longer than you've known Ruben.
That's true.
You know? So, that's true. Of course.
And to your point, he doesn't have to hire a call screener.
That helps.
Oh, God.
Free labor, man.
Some of the call screening escapades of the Rubster are hilarious.
Well, apparently,
I don't know what this is.
I don't either.
Oh, boy. Was it a treat for me when I was going to Costco yesterday, Speaks?
You know, we could teach the assistant producer how to... How to look up some offensive team splits.
I'll get that going.
Okay, you get that going. Get that going over there. The assistant producer with a look of disdain at possible extra tasks being assigned to him.
You hear that clicking? He's working so hard. You hear that clicking?
Yeah, I hear the clicking. He better be working, man. He already got paid. The boss already paid him today. Left the dollars around, left a note.
It's unbelievable. All starting to make sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uncle Mitch is a hell of a boss.
He takes care of his own.
They beat the Orioles 21-2 in a 3-game stretch. I saw the assistant producer grab the microphone and now he's putting on headphones. If he's got a thought, he's welcome to share it. It's relevant.
I was just kind of putting the mic closer.
Okay.
But yeah.
Yeah, no thoughts of consequence. Don't waste all of our time.
Yep.
No, turn it off. You got a thought of consequence. You can do it. But no time wasting. It's a very efficient show right here. Bob is in Pleasant Perry. Prairie, excuse me. I don't know if you have a friend named Perry, and if he's pleasant, we'll leave that part out of it. You're in Pleasant Prairie. Hello, Bob.
Morning, Steve.
Oh, boy.
If you have a thought I wanted to have consequence on my show, now let me go talk to Bob and Prairie.
And Perry. Bob is inside Pleasant Perry. Wouldn't you be?
How was it, Perry?
Perry didn't mind.
Not very pleasant.
She's that pleasant.
Perry didn't mind.
So unpleasant.
Still pleasant. Even with... You know, we could teach the assistant producer how to look up some offensive team splits. That wasn't going to happen. Yeah, that certainly wasn't going to happen. Doesn't know how to do that. No thoughts of consequence. Don't waste all of our time.
Yep.
Nope. Turn it off.
Man,
you got a thought of consequence. You can do it.
Seriously,
no time wasting. It's wasting the listener's time.
Oh,
I mean, seriously, if you're going to be there and you have the opportunity to learn what it is to work at a radio station,
yeah,
the airtime is not to just be wasted with, yeah, hi, oh. I mean,
so why does he have access to the microphone in the first place? Yeah. I love Ruben, but he's not going to give you a thought of consequence when it comes to hard-hitting baseball conversations.
Exactly. Does he often weigh in with bombs?
No. But if there's something that I ask him, or if Sean says something, it's possible that it might be relevant, or ask him about a caller or something like that. But just to go, yeah, respect the craft, sir.
Mr. Danny, please edit that. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Seriously.
So Ruben has made positive on-air contributions on Hit and Run?
Absolutely. Some delightful contributions.
All right, well, then I should be listening.
You should.
Is this my fault? What I told you guys in the pre-show, I had to come here yesterday to get my keys. I left them here. I had my dog with me, and we like walked the hallways, and she was absolutely terrified of Ruben. So did Willie inspire Ruben to not be inspiring on the show?
He was just trying to get smiles out of his dad to get close, and it's like it's okay. Not... You can't do that in the middle of a radio show while we're working. It's a job, mister.
Have a thought of consequence.
Seriously.
Son, who is 12.
I saw the assistant producer grab the microphone, and now he's putting on headphones. If he's got a thought, he's welcome to share it. It's relevant.
I was just going to put in the mic closer.
Okay.
But yeah.
No thoughts of consequence. Don't waste all of our time. Yeah.
Don't waste all of our brother. We just got interns back. They're going away. They're going away.
We got a lot to try to get in on a Sunday morning. Got 3 hours and 35 minutes. It's not quite enough for all the thoughts. Trying to squeeze everybody in.
It's a long show.
It's a long show.
And it's just baseball, remind me. The whole time?
They got a lot accomplished. Celebrated Stoney's birthday yesterday. Happy belated, Stoney.
Yes.
Terry Crowley story out of it. Oh, that was great.
Good Terry Crowley story. Absolutely. Celebrated the Diamondbacks as the team of the moment, offering entertainment. Team of the moment. They caught our eye. Absolutely. But yeah, don't have a thought of consequence. If you don't have a thought of consequence, don't just open a mic. Right? You've told that to other young producers.
Of course, but he just touched the mic and you immediately went to him. Yeah. There's at least some ownership that has to go on the veteran host of three decades instead of the 12-year-old. He's like, I just touched the microphone.
Look, really all I care about is that Perry remained pleasant.
Yeah, Bob.
Get Bob out of there!
Oh, my God.
Not going to be pleasant for long if he sticks around.
That's hilarious. The tantalizing upside of star power on the Cubs. Morel, PCA, we discuss after Tanny's open. Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
Skip Carey, whose pappy was the legendary Harry and whose son is Skip, died in his sleep last night. Make that his son Chip.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.